Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 27th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely the brilliant solution to the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt in order, to say the least. All right, normally we do a recap. We'll do that a little later in the broadcast. We've just got some absolutely critical headlines to get out. I was out on Friday. Thanks for your patience. Hopefully the rebroadcast was educational and entertaining. Let's see. All right, this is sad news. I've got to report it. Headline, Sam Bushman, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, public resignation effective immediately. I write to all whom it may concern. Please let this memo serve as my official public resignation from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, effective immediately. The CSPOA is under new management. Richard Mack is still involved and is currently working with a new team. By mutual agreement, the CSPOA and myself, Sam Bushman, are moving in different directions and part amicably. I wish the new leadership well and pray for their success. Thank you for your understanding, Sam Bushman. So there it is. Kind of a sad tale to tell. I've been with the CSPOA for a long time. I was vice president of operations, etc. And you know what? They're going their way with their vision. And you know what? I've been involved in the great, in my opinion, sacred cause of liberty for a long time before the CSPOA ever came into existence. And I've been friends with Richard Mack and Kurt Crosby and other freedom fighters for quite some time. And again, you know what? This is peaceful. I still consider Richard Mack a dear friend. And you know what? I love Brothers for Liberty. That's all I can say. And I want to work with them and help them the best I can going forward. But I'm a talk show host. That's what I do. Others are saying, Sam, you got to do this for this organization. No, Sam, you got to do that for that organization. No, Sam, you got to run for office. And a lot of people tell me the things that I need to do, and I get their desire to have me involved, and I appreciate their trust and confidence in me. But at the same time, I say, you know what? I believe that I'm called by God to do radio. That's what I do. I'm in the media. And, you know, whether I'm good at it or not, that might be another topic that I probably ought to not discuss. You know, I don't want to talk myself out of being on the radio, but I feel like there's maybe a role, as small as it may be, for me in radio to participate in protecting and restoring America. That's what I aim to do. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir. Uh-oh. Got to try to get Kirk back.
There he is.
Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
By the way, let me make a little tidbit clear, then we'll let you rock and roll. Sometimes Kurt and I are not in the same room, I'm sure most of you know. And so we have this technology, it was created by me and a few other people, where we sound like we're in studio together, but we're really not, we're in different locations. And so Kurt has a mute on his microphone, and he mutes, because sometimes he's in the background doing the Patriot for Printing projects and stuff, where he gives people incredible discounts to print things and stuff like that. So he's in the service of his fellow men. Anyway, and then all of a sudden, I immediately just call on him for something. He's like, whoa, hold on. And he's unpressing the mute button and stuff like that, because he's only got two hands, folks. And so understand that. But anyway, and so I just usually, instead of giving him a good cue like I need to, just all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't know when I'm going to go. I might do the whole recap of the previous broadcast. First, I might say, Kurt, and then Kurt's supposed to be there at like a second notice, and there's a little bit of reality involved, right, Kurt? Anyway, just a little kind of so people understand.
Yeah, today the machine decided to tell me that Wind Patrol needed to update, and so then it was doing its thing, and it then said, hey, should I wait, you know, here? And so it was doing the little hourglass thing, and anyway.
Yeah, blame that on Bill Gates, ladies and gentlemen, would you please?
No. Oh, it's Bill? Isn't that, okay, well, anyway.
Glass thing, isn't that hourglass,
oh, yeah, yeah, the
Bill?
Little hourglass.
My crime, that thing comes up every time, everywhere.
It's a little, probably if I had a newer computer, then it would be okay, but yeah, this one works pretty well.
All right, well, that's just because Kurt spends money left and right. He's just crazy on that money spend.
That's right.
All right, anyway,
yeah,
I digress.
Buy a new van.
Oh, good for you. We need new vans.
Yeah. Brand new, 1 year older than the other one.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Sam Bushman, CSPOA, public resignation.
Yeah.
Effective immediately. Do you want to comment on that, Kurt, at all? Or?
Well, you know, basically the thing I want to highlight, at least in my opinion, is that, you know, in what we hope is that there are people that are now involved that will do more. I mean, it's the old choir kind of thing. You know, we've been told many a time that, oh, you're just preaching to the choir. And yet, I think there was a time when we weren't even members of the choir. So we hope that the choir grows, that the, effort to improve and extend the reach of the CSBOA, something that we believe is very valuble, that it, improves, that it goes forward.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Some people say to me, Sam, you think you're a soloist in the choir, don't you? And I'm like, well, I sure hope not, because I don't sing very good. But, you know, the bottom line, though, Kurt, is, like I said at the end, we wish them well. We pray and hope for the best for everybody. Part of the problem is there's only so much that I can do in a given day, Kurt.
Really? Wait a minute.
I know.
Even you? You know, we come to this realization every so often that you're human as well as the rest of us, huh?
Well, you know what? We're involved in a Liberty News Daily project. That's taken a bunch of time. It's phenomenal results, in my opinion, not necessarily because of me, but because of the people involved. They're doing in my opinion, incredible job. LibertyNewsDaily.com. We run our talk show, LibertyRoundtable.com. We're involved with LibertyNewsRadio.com. I'm the owner, and so, you know, we got that whole network to do and talk shows to do. We've just got our hands full of stuff as it is, not to mention our day
and
jobs.
Then all the TV shows that we have to watch and, you know, movies.
I watched the new version of The Prodigal Son last night with my family, though.
Oh, well, good. There you go.
You know, anyway, it was pretty neat. Pretty good story about forgiveness, as always. Of course, it was kind of a modern twist on it or whatever, but it was really good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was something good to remember. Anyway, so we're not here to attack anybody. We're not here to be negative to anybody. We're just simply saying, hey, I volunteered my time as the vice president of operations at the CSPOA for a long time, and I realized that I didn't have enough time to give to it. And I'm just grateful that others can, you know what? Take it and spend more time on it and hopefully do more with it than I could. And if Richard Mack needs my help for anything, I publicly state that I could still consider him a dear personal friend, and I'm willing to help all I can. So there you go. Anyway, hopefully that's positive, and hopefully that kind of clarifies where we stand. And I mean no harm to anybody. I don't even really like to announce this on the radio publicly, because I don't want anybody to get this idea that there's something really horribly wrong or anything. There's not. It's just that we're going in different directions. And I feel like I'm kind of obligated to publicly let my family or our listeners, Kurt, know what's happening. That's all.
There you go.
All right.
Well, I'm sure CNN and, the guys that cover about how we're racist or whatever around the world will, be in touch with you soon.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They'll want to cover these positive movements, that kind
of. All right, well, then they better listen up, because I got all kinds of information for those guys. You know, Donald Trump's a racist too, right, Kurt?
Well, I mean, he is a white guy.
Yeah, of course. He can't help it. It's just a the poor trap the guy's born into. Nevertheless, Mr. or Dr. James Dobson, I should say, Dr. James Dobson, he says Trump is a baby Christian. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wee. Little baby Christian.
The evangelical leader says that the GOP presidential candidate is now born again. He knows the person that brought Trump to Christ. It happened recently. There you go. Donald Trump, a Christian. Let's respond to that in seconds. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, and you're you. And this is your favorite radio station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so Dr. James Dobson saying that Donald Trump is a baby Christian. Now, I don't know that I like that term, baby Christian. It makes me think of a baby alligator, but that's just me. Anyway, the evangelical leader, Dr. James Dobson, says that the presidential candidate is now born again, and I only have one comment about this, Kurt. And that comment is this. You know, if Donald Trump has seen fit to turn to God in his life, has seen fit to repent of any mistakes he is guilty of, like the rest of us, we're all sinners, we all make mistakes, and Donald Trump wants to change his life and turn to God and make the Ten Commandments at the least his, I don't know what you'd say, higher governing values or his accountability statement before God, and he wants to truly embrace Christian beliefs about pro-life and about God's laws and about the sanctity of marriage and family. And all I can say is more power to Donald, Kurt. I hope it's true. See what a hater I am?
Mm-hmm. There you go again.
Do you have any comments about that, though? I mean, I hope it's true.
Well, you know, I mean, we saw reports from what the American Family Association, and then you had James Dobson and
Tony Perkins and many others.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, these other guys meeting with him, and you know, I mean, I don't think you surround yourself with much better people. If you're hanging out with those kind of guys, and you had Huckabee there, at least the way I remember the report, and these pretty God-fearing people, you know, I mean, that's a good move.
As far as we understand, Huckabee was the moderator of the discussions that they had together, too, and moderators kind of meant, hey, we're going to ask questions, and somebody's going to kind of sit there to help. Kind of play traffic cop and let everybody take turns and give everybody a chance to speak and all that kind of stuff. You know, and all I'm saying is I think it's great news. I hope that it's genuine and true. I'm not here to judge if it's not. I'm just telling you that if we're told that Donald Trump is a Christian now and that he's come to Christ, and you know what? I believe in the power of change and the power of repentance and the opportunity for people to learn and grow and to turn away from their past mistakes and feel bad for them, feel true remorse, and rely on the atonement of Jesus Christ for recovery, for freedom, for safety, for forgiveness. And I'm just telling you right now, I hope this is true. I think it'll really bless Donald's life, separate from being a leader of the country. Now, it's kind of interesting. A lot of times people feign this Christianity when they want to be popular or whatever. But again, I'm not here to judge that. I'm just telling you that if Donald really come into Christ, I think that's a great, great thing. So there you have it. I just kind of find the term baby Christian kind of funny, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a little bit cute.
Hi, Donnie, you're a baby Christian. But it is interesting indeed. All right, we've got to move to other things. Rush Limbaugh says the Brits' power of nationalism proves their power to fight back against the elites, is the headline. USA Radio brought me that piece. They prove the power of nationalism. Now, I wrote, when I found out about the Brexit, Kurt, and that's the British exit from the European Union, I wrote a little headline that I think is worthy of discussion here. The real battle is nationalism versus globalism.
Yeah, good point.
Listen, liberty
versus... But they don't want to talk about that.
Well, you're right about that. So the real battle is nationalism versus globalism. Freedom versus slavery, peace versus war, and God versus man. In my mind, that's what we're talking about here. Let me say this again. The real battle when it comes to Brexit, or the real battle that we all face on this earth, is nationalism versus globalism, liberty versus slavery, peace versus war, and God versus man. At the heart of it all, ladies and gentlemen, is dishonest fiat money and the worldwide fraudulent banking cartel, a.k.a. the Federal Reserve. Now, Trump issues a statement on Brexit as well. He says they have taken their country back. We will take America back. British sovereignty wins over globalism for now, writes Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. It's Independence Day for Great Britain, writes Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily. For globalists, Thursday was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But for the majority of British voters who reasserted their nation's sovereignty and demanded independence from the European Union, it's probably time to dust off the old patriotic tune, Rule Britannia. Britannia, rule the waves. Britons will never, never, never be slaves. Rule Britannia. Britannia, rule the waves. Britons never, never, never will be slaves. Brexit certainly voiced the anger of the Great Britain people. Americans, though, are just as angry with their political class. So Donald Trump welcomes the leave of the European Union. So there's just a few comments from a few people on it. Kurt, do you want to chime in your comments? What do you think of the Brexit? They said 70% chance they would not leave. The main elites got it wrong. And I don't know, the British during the American Revolution, once they lost, had to sing the world turned upside down. And now they're kind of singing the same tune, sir.
Well, it's the, you know, basically the king men versus the free men, you know, worldwide, wherever you are. And, you know, that's basically the ones who want to rule people, you know, there. They like to hang out with their ilk, if you will. And they, you know, I do believe some of them are, they're tricked into it. And they really might believe that, hey, they're, you know, the end justifies the means. In other words, that those of us of the lower classes need, you know, their superior intelligence, etc., to keep the world, you know, in shape and that kind of thing. But, you know, in my opinion, the main problem ones are the, you know, those who really just, they want power. And they want control, and they want basically the rest of us to be their servants, if you will, you know. And you see this, you know, in many ways, a lot of times in your city, towns, you know, counties, states, federal as well as world government. Those kind of guys are not the kind of people you want serving you, if you will.
Yeah, now they say the world is now looking at America. Some are saying that Donald Trump is falling in the polls, but others say Brexit falls right into Trump's hands and it might be the game changer against Hillary. Kurt, you want to respond to that?
Well, that's the way I see it. You know, I see Hillary on the side of the king men and the free men, and I'm not saying that Trump is just a little guy's man, but at least he's certainly talking about it and has brought it up, the whole idea of nationalism, you know, protecting the borders and jobs here instead of jobs going everywhere else around the globe. You know, those are all the things that have put him at the spot that he is, in my opinion. And Hillary, I think she's not viewed as in those lights.
Well, you're right about that. Now, everybody's speaking out about this, Kurt. You have, I have, the Donald has, Joel Skousen, Joseph Farah. We just named a few. You know, Kurt's comments, it's the Kingmen versus the Freeman. No doubt about it. But even Judge Jeanine, I kid you not, even Judge Jeanine Pirro speaks out. And she made an explosive opening statement on June 25th, 2016. Brexit, Trump, freedom, America. When we get back, we're going to play that comment on it. I'm telling you, she knocks it out of the park. Listen up. It's incredible. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. One enduring source of puzzlement for many analysts is the fact that Omar Mateen is said to have shot over 100 people while in a firefight with the off-duty police officer who was providing club security and two others who quickly arrived in response to his call for assistance. One working theory is that Mateen was not the only assailant. Catherine Herridge told the Fox News program Kelly File that audio captured on cell phones during the attack revealed Mateen was conversing with one or more people about tactics, and he was not talking to 911. The eyewitness said that the shooter made mention that he was the fourth shooter and that there were three others, snipers, along with a female suicide bomber that was playing dead, Herridge elaborated. What were the police doing during this time? Large gaps in the official narrative leave that story wanting in the eyes of many skeptics. One very disturbing possibility raised by Judge Andrew Napolitano, a Fox News legal affairs analyst, is that all, or at least most, of the casualties occurred after the police responded at about 5 a.m. In other news, after the killing of rancher and activist Lavoy Finicum last January, fellow activists devoted to his memory set up an impromptu memorial at the spot next to Oregon's Highway 395 where Finicum was fatally shot by Oregon State Police troopers. On Father's Day, supporters from several states, including Utah and Wyoming, assembled at the site where Finicum's widow Jeanette urged them to keep his memory alive and challenged the continued ownership of Western lands by the federal government. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before the pause, Judge Jeanine Pirro had an incredible opening statement about Brexit. I'm going to play it now. It's quite long, but worth our time. Listen up.
Welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks for being with us tonight. First, my opening statement. What happened in England is going to happen again. Next stop, the United States. Next president, Donald J. Trump. What happened in the UK this week is just the beginning. The world is changing, and all you elite establishment, ruling class, condescending Washington bigwigs who think you know better than ordinary Americans are out. Start packing. Your days are numbered. Now, I told you this election was a revolution, but even I didn't know how big it would be. It's worldwide. The headlines scream it. The working class who toil every day to pay their rent and put food on their families' tables are tired of being lectured by the fat cats in Washington and Brussels who preach what we need and when we need it. The Brits, in a monumental upset, made their voices heard this week, voting to exit the European Union. You know, the place with open borders, the one that's being overrun by immigrants as they watch their economies falter? Similarly, Americans fed up with this "We Are the World" song and dance will catapult Donald Trump to the White House.
I think people really see a big parallel. A lot of people are talking about that, and not only the United States, but other countries. People want to take their country back. They want to take their borders back. They want to take their monetary back. They want to take a lot of things back. They want to be able to have a country again. So I think you're going to have this happen more and more. I really believe that, and I think it's happening in the United States. People want to see borders. They don't necessarily want people pouring into their country, that they don't know who they are and where they come from. They have no idea.
Newsflash. We don't want an internationalist country. We don't want world banks, globalization of our economy, a country with no border and no identity. You are not allowed to change the identity of this country. Americans want a nation state. Our country, with a history of freedom, is combined with a history of responsibility. And yet our proud history, even our money, is being rewritten to accommodate a new worldview. We are so beaten down by political correctness that most of us are numb to the surrender of America. And as for those naysayers, the one who say, Donald Trump just can't win, listen up. Those naysayers in England got it all wrong, didn't they? Prime Minister Cameron got it all wrong. You know, the one who criticized Donald Trump for his temporary ban on Muslims. And now Cameron's out. Obama, too, got it all wrong. Jetting to England as if he were the world's dictator, telling the Brits what's good for them. And while we're at it, Hillary Clinton got it all wrong on just about everything except her bank account. When the president of the United States, a country founded on the Judeo-Christian ethics, tells Christians at a prayer breakfast, no less, to get off their high horse after Christians get their heads cut off, not even willing to mention Islamic extremism. When the president of the United States allows hordes of immigrants whose names, let alone backgrounds, we don't even know, while ISIS proudly announces that they're infiltrating these refugees. When states are not even notified who the federal government is sending to live in their neighborhoods, flying in unknowns from Central America and the Middle East en masse, and they demand Sharia law in place of American law, then we are in the wilderness, folks. And I don't want to hear that Americans need to be more humble, that we need more humility, that my free speech needs to be tamped down so as not to offend another's religion. Nowhere does our Constitution say we cannot say something about another's religion. Nowhere does our Constitution say we cannot say anything that offends others. And by the way, where does it say, I can't have a gun? Do not use our Constitution against us while you use the same Constitution to shield those who violate our laws, showering them with all the rights and benefits, but none of the responsibilities. When our president's first response to an American getting his head cut off is to show up in a golf cart and then keep on golfing, when he is in, and his attorney general's response to Americans being killed by Muslim terrorists is to stand up for Muslims, then it's time to take our country back. And don't tell me that to not take these people in is not who we are. I know who we are. My grandfather was a part of the greatest generation that stormed that beach in Normandy. My dad saw the plume in Nagasaki and later died early because of it. No, you don't preach to me. I know who we are, and I know who I am. I am an unapologetic nationalist. I am an unapologetic American. And that statue of liberty that says, give me your tired and your poor and your huddled masses, we never had a problem taking them in from the beginning. We're the most generous country in the world. As a judge, I've sworn in newly naturalized citizens for years and have never been more proud of immigrants and America. But they do it legally. They have to swear allegiance to America, follow our laws, and they cannot be exempt from arrest because of their illegal status, as they now are in sanctuary cities. Even the Supreme Court had to stop the president who attempted to ban the deportation of 4 million illegals and give them an automatic right to work here. Folks, when a man running for president proudly carries with him the sword of socialism, and when a woman running for president accepts money from countries that kill gays and stone women to death for her family's so-called charity, when their holdings are invested in the Cayman Islands and her husband is middleman to some of the world's biggest deals, as they feather their nest at the expense of America, it is time to take the country back. So no, I don't believe in globalization. I don't believe in this internationalist mumbo-jumbo hogwash. I don't believe in self-denigration. I believe in our nation state. I believe in our borders. And I believe in the law, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence that outlines the character of the people and who we are. Every week, I speak to you in front of a backdrop, but it's so much more than that. It's the American flag. It represents the spilled blood and treasure of those who gave up everything for this great nation. It stands for freedom, equality, and justice. And I'm damn proud of it. And that's my open. Tell me what you think on my Facebook page or Twitter, hashtag Judge Jeanine.
She nails it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I agree with what she says, Kurt, but I was on the James Edwards radio show, the political cesspool, the other day for 1 hour. James had me fill in. And I was on there with Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we were talking about Brexit. This was 2 days ago on Saturday evening. And when we talked about Brexit, a couple of points were made, and one of them I want to really hammer home and discuss. You know, there was a big difference between the French Revolution and the Revolution in America. And primarily the big difference was the selfless right of determination that Americans had with a desire and a goal to turn to God. That was the preeminent agenda to say, listen, we want a Judeo-Christian nation. We're going to turn to God for our relief. The founders openly talked about God everywhere they went. They talked about deity. They talked about the Almighty. Ben Franklin talked about a sparrow, you know, and if God, you know, acknowledges the sparrow, what about a nation? Can we rise with that as aid, not on this green earth, he basically stated, etc. The founders many times talked about a feeling that they had that, you know what, God was in this work. It was greater than them all. There were so many miracles and so many blessings along the way that everybody actually got along and worked it out and humbled themselves, and it was tremendous. The French Revolution didn't turn out that way because I don't believe the motives were pure. Because I don't believe the desire was necessarily to turn to God. It was just to throw off the chains of abuse, etc. And so we likewise in modern times need to think the same way. Are our motives pure? Great Britain, what is your agenda? Is it just to rail against the elite that are oppressing you? Or are your motives pure to turn to God and to repent and sackcloth and ashes kind of an idea? What are your motives? Are your motives pure? When we get back, I want to talk about that a little bit more, Kirk, because I think that's the key to success. And no one else is mentioning that.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about this Brexit. We're talking about this battle, as Kurt says, the freemen against the kingmen. Sam Bushman, the real battle is nationalism versus globalism. Liberty versus slavery. Peace versus war and God versus man. Kurt, I submit to you that, you know what, our motives need to be pure. And whether Britain is successful or whether we are successful, it all, in my opinion, depends on this question. Are our motives pure, and will we turn to God? Uh-oh. Kurt, you there, buddy?
I don't know for sure what to add to that, Sam. I mean, you know...
Well, first off, no one's even mentioning that. You know, whenever the weather goes,
well, that's
no
true.
One mentions God involved there. Same thing
exactly
with this, Kurt.
Right.
We cannot just run around and talk about liberty all day long and not mention the author thereof, my friend.
Well, yeah, but remember, this political incorrectness, political correctness has just overtaken us in so many ways. You know, I mean, we were talking about that over the weekend and the whole... Well, you know, looks like we're going to have less water than we need. We'll have a lot of fires and that kind of thing. And I suggested, well, you know, maybe we would have our leaders suggest that we return to God and we would humble ourselves and implore Him, who is the chief weatherman, to, you know, protect us. That's the only safe move, right, Sam?
I think so, yeah. And that's kind of why we bring it up, Kurt, is I don't, you know, I just don't think we can really have this discussion about Brexit, about leaving the globalism and promoting nationalism. We need God's blessings. We need to turn to Him, and if we do, I think that there can be some real success here. I think the globalists miscalculated. I think they thought they were going to shut down Brexit. They all were running around going, hey, Brexit's not going to pass, and it did, and I think it was an upset for them. And so that's good news. I don't think everything is in their hands. Once in a while, we do win. But I'm telling you, if we're going to have continued win, we better back it up with obedience to God's laws. You know, Judge Jeanine Pirro, her explosive opening statement was, in my opinion, right on. We need to realize, you know what, we're unapologetic nationalists. The whole idea of the Constitution says so. It doesn't mean we're isolationists, though. That's the lie. Right, but now the pro-EU leftists are in the mix, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And this little story from Liberty News Daily highlights the way that typically this works. You know, for example, when the kingmen want a certain result, no matter how many times the freemen vote, you know, against them, they just say, they just got it wrong. I'm sure that they just want to fix it, you know, and we'll just help them in this case. But in this case, there's a guy named David Lammy. They say he's of the UK's Labour Party, and he professes to respect the will of the people. But they say, except when they actually act as if they are in charge. I guess following this, what they call the narrow victory of the Brexit referendum, he insisted that the referendum was an advisory, non-binding referendum, and that some people wished they hadn't voted leave, although he declined to say how many were of that opinion. From his perspective, quote, our sovereign parliament needs to now vote on whether we should exit the EU. A sovereign parliament? Saying with the whole EU thing? That doesn't really match up, does it? But anyway, the story goes on to say, an admonition that assumes first that parliament's sovereignty is derived from something other than the will of the people it represents, and secondly, that the highest purpose of that so-called sovereignty is to repudiate national independence. Well-worded news story, by the way.
Very interesting indeed, Kurt. So the pro-EU folks, just they're like, hey, man, this doesn't count. You know, now if it was there in their case, they'd be like, hey, this is binding.
Yeah.
It's a mandate for the people. This is the people's will. The people have spoken. You know, they'd be like that, wouldn't they?
That's exactly right. And that's why you see this so many times.
Hey, Kurt, from Brexit to Texit, my friend, you know what that means?
Well, that's right. I mean, I don't get to listen often, but I heard on the Alex Jones program with, I forget what the host was that was covering for him, but, you know, that's what they were talking about big time this last Friday, the fact that the Texit, or in other words, the Texans are ready to take up their own sovereignty.
Yeah, they say the Texas secession movement. Targets the 2018 ballot. Russia Today brought the details to us, and but it's fascinating that now they're saying that. Now, I'm not really a guy that's for secession. Now, if you want to talk about proving that we have, you know, checks and balances in our system and stuff like that, then okay, I go there to say the states have that right. I don't think it's the best for America. I think staying together is the great plan. Until the Savior Jesus Christ comes, that's just my opinion. This nation shall endure is a phrase that I like to, you know, parrot from a good friend of ours who's now not on the earth. But I'm just telling you that they have that right, but I don't think that seceding from the Union is the answer. Now, I do think rejecting global trade agreements and global alliances that put our sovereignty in jeopardy and that violate the safety and security of America via illegal and abusive and hostile immigration is a problem. So I think we can back away from a lot of that stuff, but I'm not really for seceding from the Union. So this exit idea, whether you call it Brexit, leaving the European Union, or the United States, and somebody says a state wants to secede, there's all kinds of different twists and turns that this term can notate, if you will. But I would say that I'm not really a secessionist guy. Now, I understand that the theory behind it, and if we're trying to make a statement, a point, that the federal government doesn't have all power, okay, I agree. But there's got to be a better way of peace and working together and solutions. And, you know, divided we fall, Kurt, together we stand is the idea. One nation under God is what I believe in, but we got to turn to God. And even if they want to secede from the Union, unless they turn to God, that's not going to work either. So we need to be very clear what we advocate for, you know?
It's, you know, it's pretty amazing to me, though, when you look at Texas or many of the other states of the Union, that we, when it comes to the whole UN thing, we get one vote, and countries that are so small you could hardly, you know, say they've got as many as many of our counties get one vote as well. You can see why, you know, some folks say they want out. They want out of this whole global mess. They want out of this whole, you know, look at America, you know, with the kingmen in charge. What do we got? Continued massive debts. We got them telling states they've got to have these, you know, different kinds of bathrooms. They've got you know, mandates from on high, king men basically running the show, and you can see why people are just fed up with it. And they're just saying, hey, you're going to keep this up? We're just out of here. I you know, in many ways understand that thing. And I believe the whole secession idea is simply, you know, certainly something that ought to be used as a, I guess you could say,
as a tool. Weapon.
Yeah.
It's a tool in the arsenal, you know, of the supreme law of the land, right?
Because it, you know, it, I mean, when you read the Declaration of Independence, it's basically a good outline for us to understand, hey, when people want to get along with each other and they want to work with each other, hey, fine. But if they don't, they should be free to make new, I guess you could say, alliances or dissolve old ones like we dissolved with Great Britain. When you, I mean, that's why you've got some options in the world.
I agree. And what I think that the elite will do, Kurt, the fiat money systems around the world, the global tyrannical money changers in bed with the military-industrial complex, what they'll do is they'll eventually, you know, tank financial institutions and they'll use war and they'll use whatever it takes to keep their heavy hand over us in tyranny. And that's why we got to really look to God for our relief and our guidance of what ought we do next. How do we make our hearts and our minds and our motives pure? And how do we truly garner the blessings of the Almighty? And I would submit to you that it starts with preventing the murder of the most innocent among us, babies, stopping abortion and abuse. It starts with protecting life. It starts with turning to God and repenting for our mistakes and our sins. We need to be a moral people. We need to, you know, not violate God's laws relating sexual relationships. There's so many things that we could do to turn to God, and I pray that's what we do. Final quick story. You're probably not too surprised about this, but remember how Corey Lewandowski left the Donald Trump campaign? He kind of got fired or whatever. The ex-campaign manager for Donald Trump, right? Well, hey, Kurt, he just joined CNN, buddy.
Well, there you go.
The revolving door continues, huh? So Trump hates the media, but Corey's friends with him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, CNN's been more fair to the Donald than Fox, though, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
So there you have it. I guess I'm just reporting and letting you decide. What do you think of that? Just kind of mocking.
Wow.
Having a little good time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up in seconds. Sam and Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com. Check out LibertyNewsRadio.com and LibertyNewsDaily.com, would you please? Also, ThePowerHour.com. Thank Joyce Riley and crew for their support. This nation shall endure.